is my guide, Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My Murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic Sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. The Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, our beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, when a person gets up in the morning, then his body parts bow and they say to the tongue, fear Allah Azza wa Jal about us, regarding us, because we are associated with you. If you remain straight, then we too will remain straight. But if you are crooked, then we too will become crooked. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, there are such balconies in Jannah, such balconies in paradise, whose outside can be seen from the inside, and whose inside can be seen from the outside. A Bedouin stood up and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, for whom are these for? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, these are for the one who speaks good, feeds others, keeps consecutive fasts, and wakes up at night to offer salah for Allah Azza wa Jal when the people are asleep. Subhanallah. There is a beautiful narration. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallama tawil as-samt, meaning the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would observe prolonged silence. The renowned commentator, Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, writes in explanation of this hadith, silence here means silence from worldly talks. Otherwise, the blessed tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would always remain occupied in dhikrullah azza wa jal. He would not talk to people unnecessarily. This refers to permissible conversation, was never expressed by the blessed tongue throughout his blessed entire life. Lying, backbiting, slandering, etc. did not emanate from the blessed and truthful tongue even once throughout the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is an embodiment of truth. Then how could any falsehood ever approach him? The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, إِمْلَأُ الْخَيْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ السُّكُوتِ وَالسُّكُوتُ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ إِمْلَاءِ الشَّرِّ. That is, to speak of the good is better than keeping silent, and keeping silent is better than speaking ill. Sayyidina Ali ibn Uthman Hajwari, famously known as Tata Ganji Bakhsh, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, has written in his famous book, Kashful Mahjub, that speech is of two kinds. One is truthful speaking and the other is false speaking. And similarly, silence is of two kinds. Purposeful silence, for example, keeping silence due to contemplation and thinking and fikr in matters of the hereafter or Islamic rulings, etc. And heedless silence, silence filled with dirty thoughts or worldly motives and notions. Everybody, whilst in the state of silence, should ponder, do fikr and ponder, contemplate carefully that if speaking for him is virtuous, then speaking is better for him than silence. And if speaking for him is sinful, then silence is better for him than talking. Sayyiduna Dada Ganja Bakhsh Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali mentioned a parable for explaining uses and abuses of conversations. He said, one Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Shibli Baghdadi Alayhi Rahmatullah Al-Hadi was passing an area of Baghdad and he heard a person saying, As-sukutu khayrum min al-kalam. Silence is better than speaking. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, said, your silence is better for you than speaking, and for me, speaking is better than silence. Subhanallah. How fortunate are those Islamic brothers and sisters who use their tongues in only moral conversations and who impart the invitation of goodness to the people. Unfortunately, nowadays, it is very rare to find get-togethers free from obscene conversations, even to the extent that those with an outward religious appearance are not able to save themselves from this as well. Perhaps they do not even know what obscene conversation is. Listen, the definition of obscene conversation is At-ta'abiru anil umuril mustaqbahati bil-ibarati sariha. To mention immoral issues such as filthy or dirty evil matters in open, clear words. Those youngsters especially who incite discussions of private marital issues and matters that should be kept covered and safe in order to satisfy their own evil desires, those who comfort their hearts by talking about or even just by listening to obscene and immoral matters, those who use filthy and very bad vulgar language and words, those who make disgusting gestures, those who gain the pleasure from these obscene gestures, and those who watch films and dramas in order to fulfill their filthy intentions and desires, because there is usually an excess of immorality in these, should repeatedly read the following heart-trembling narration and should shiver with the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It is narrated that four types of the people of Jahannam of Hell will be running and wandering in between boiling water and fire and will be asking to be perished, these people of Jahannam. One among these four will be a person from whose mouth pus and blood will be oozing out, and the people of Jahannam, the people of Hell, they will say to him, what has happened to this wretched person that he is increasing our pains and our agonies? The reply will be given, this unfortunate and wretched person used to pay attention towards filthy conversation and used to gain pleasure from it, such as talks about intercourse. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from this. Those who pay the attention towards filthy satanic whispers and whispering and casting of the devil in our hearts about na-mahram and ghayr-mahram women and amrads, those who intentionally engage themselves in evil thoughts, and ma'azallah azza wa jal, all those who gain pleasure from imagining filthy activities should gain admonition from the above mentioned narration. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Maysarah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, somebody who talks obscenely, meaning one who talks about obscene things, will come on the day of judgment in the form of a dog. The Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, stated, paradise, Jannah, is haram for that individual who uses obscene language, meaning one who talks about obscene things. The second Khalifa of Islam, the second Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the commander of the believers, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has stated, he who avoids talking uselessly is blessed with intellect and wisdom. He who avoids useless gazing, that is looking around unnecessarily, gains tranquility of the heart. Furthermore, he says, he who refrains from useless eating, meaning one who refrains from eating excessively or eating different types of food without any hunger, but just for pleasure. The person who refrains from this is bestowed with the pleasure in ibadah and worship. He who refrains from useless laughter is granted awe and dignity. He who refrains from joking around and mockery is blessed with the light of iman and faith. He who refrains from the fondness of this dunya, of this world, is given the fondness of the afterlife. And he who refrains from finding faults in others is blessed with the ability to rectify his own faults. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Islamic brother and Islamic sister should make it a part of their routine to read the booklet Silent Prince on the first Monday of every Madani Islamic month. This is the wish of our Bapa Jan. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will feel an astonishing revolution within yourself, in your hearts. An excellent way to protect our tongues is to act upon the Madani In'am number 45 and 46. Therefore, to develop the habit of abstaining from useless talking, conclude necessary conversations in the least possible number of words. Furthermore, make an effort to communicate somewhat through gestures or through writing, and through writing as well. In case any useless word slips from your tongue, make it a habit to recite Salat ala Nabi, Durood Sharif, once or thrice immediately. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam could recognize, just by looking at people, whether they were destined to paradise or the hellfire. And in fact, he would know before the arrival of a newcomer whether he was destined for paradise or hell. In this regard, one day the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the first person who will enter from this door is destined for Jannah, for paradise. Subsequently, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he entered. The people congratulated him and inquired regarding the deed of virtue which he had earned this blessing. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, my good deeds are very few, very little, and those for which I bear hope in Allah Azza wa Jal are safeguarding the heart and leaving pointless conversations. Subhanallah. The words salamatu sadr in this blessed hadith, meaning safeguarding the heart, refers to purity of the heart from immoral thoughts and from internal diseases such as jealousy, etc., and the presence of firm and resolute iman, faith in the heart. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, though talking uselessly is not a sin, there is no goodness in it at all. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was blessed with the glad tidings of Jannah, of paradise, from the blessed tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One attribute that he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had was that he would never indulge in useless talking. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would never ask questions about matters that did not concern him. But unfortunately, we ask useless questions about matters to which we do not even have any concern regarding. For example, if we ask somebody, how much did you buy this for? How much did you get that for? What is the rate of the real estate? And so on. These kind of matters which does not really concern us. If we visit somebody's house, or if somebody has a new house, then we ask many questions related to this, which have no real necessity to ask. How much did you buy it for? How many rooms does the house have? What is the rent? What sort of landlord have you got? And these kind of questions and so forth. Some unwise people, when they visit a sick person, the patient, who is even unable to talk about his sickness, they ask such questions to him as though they are senior physicians, and thus ask his full details and for in-depth explanations of the x-ray reports, laboratory test reports, etc. Useless comments are passed on weather conditions as well. Needless discussions about the intensity of the weather are frequently talked about without any need. Example, in hot weather, some foolish people will exclaim, "Whether the weather is extremely hot nowadays. Alas, the interruption of power supply is also frequent." These things have no real benefit for us. Similarly, in the cold weather, they will be found chattering their teeth out of imitation and saying, "Today's weather is very, very cold." If the weather is cloudy, then a needless commentary is done. Example, "Nowadays there is an excessive rainfall. Water has accumulated everywhere, and the concerned authority is not paying any attention to this to remove the difficulties." Similarly, a useless criticism on local and international politics is made without any good intention of bringing reformation, and similarly, an unwanted criticism on different political parties is also presented. If one has visited some other city or country, he begins to describe the scenes of the mountains, the pastures that he has witnessed there, or the description of the houses, the roads, etc. These kind of needless things. But keep in mind that if we find someone talking about such topics, we should not think ill about this person, as sometimes talking about certain worldly matters with good intentions becomes rewardable. Person may attain reward and thawab. At least it does not fall in the category of useless talking if the good intentions are there to gain that thawab and reward. Keep in mind that useless speech is not a sin, provided it is factual and without any understatement, overstatement, etc. If any false exaggeration is done, it will fall into the category of sinning. But it is extremely difficult to relate things in such a way that it does not cross the limit of useless talking. Usually, false statements occur, and those who talk useless speech often fall into the ditch of backbiting, slandering, fault-finding, and hurting the feelings of others. Therefore, safety essentially lies in silence, because silence is golden. If one had to develop the habit of weighing up, that is, contemplating carefully before you speak, then the person will begin to perceive countless useless words. If it is just useless talking, then although this is not a sin, still there are many harms in this. For example, taking the pain of using the tongue and wasting precious time. If this same account of time is spent in performing the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, or in religious studies, or reciting durood, salawat upon the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or in relating to some sunnah, then heaps of rewards may become due for this person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, if there takes place some terrorist activities, ma'azullah, may Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from such activities, then people, they start talking about this topic, but with no real benefit. And in some cases, to have sinful conversations about this takes place as well. They mention it everywhere, with interpretations having no head or tail, that is, fabricated, or indulge in illogical debates, sometimes slandering some party or leader baselessly. Most of the time, such conversations is not only useless, instead it spreads fear and terror amongst the people. We should refrain from this, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers and listeners of Madani channel. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability of understanding His deen and to limit our talking to only useful speech. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alihi wa sallam.
Attar is my guide. Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah. Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.